If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Your hometown.
We're back with this month's edition of Your Hometown, spotlighting Oak Forest. Just a short drive from the city. Tag along and we'll show you why Oak Forest should be your hometown. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Anything is possible in your hometown.
Well, it looks like we are wrapping up finding out about Oak Forest, and joining us right now is the marketing director for a beautiful place in Oak Forest, Chicago Gaelic Park. Mary O'Sullivan joins us. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Wendy. Thank you so much for having me. We're really excited to be a part of the show today and be a part of Oak Forest.
Well, I have to make a confession. I said I had never been to Gaelic Park, and I guess I have. I've been to the I don't know how to say it, though, the Carrig Pub?
You got it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. What is
amazing.
That?
Amazing.
The Carrig means the rock in Gaelic?
Yes, it means rock in Irish. So I'm so happy to hear that you've actually visited, because I was listening earlier, and I was going to say we got to get you out there, but... It sounds like you're going to have to just come back.
Yes, it is so unbelievably beautiful. Now, tell us a little of the history of Gaelic Park.
Yeah, so last year we celebrated our 40th year. Wow. In 1983, we were established, and basically the origin story there is a group of Irish immigrants were looking for a more permanent place to play their native sports, so Irish football and hurling. And anywhere the Irish go, they're going to make it about community and family and fun. So it turned into so much more. They found the land in Oak Forest, of course, and they were just kind of tired of renting out facilities or, you know, playing in forest preserves or park districts. And the rest is history.
It is beautiful. I have a neighbor, Kathy, and her late husband, Herb, who went there every year for St. Patrick's Day. And so you have the Irish dancers that are there as well?
Yes, we do. So March is a very special time of year for us, of course. We
yes.
like to say we're Irish 365 days a year, so... It's really easy to find Irish dancing all year round, but even easier in March. We've got Ireland on Parade March 11th through 13th, which is Irish dancing and Irish music every night. And we've got Irish dancing on two of our Sundays, March 8th and March 15th. Those are big, big days for us with a lot of family fun, live music, and, of course, Irish culture.
I love watching the Irish dancing, but so why don't they move their arms? What I seem to remember hearing some story about this, and I can't remember.
Yes. Okay. Historians, please correct me if I'm wrong, if you're listening. But the story I've been told is that dancing was kind of
forbidden, kind of.
Yeah, forbidden,
yeah.
Exactly. So in order to hide it a bit better, they weren't moving their arms if in theory you were peering through the window to look at the dancers.
That's what I heard.
Yes, and now we see it as such like an athletic feat, and it's so beautiful. It's very cool, and I'm impressed all the time.
Me too. I could watch it all day. I really could. You have monthly mass and Irish breakfast. I didn't know you had all this going on.
Yeah, we do. We get that a lot, too. I think we're a facility that offers a lot between hosting private events, our pub, our festivals, our beer garden. We've just got a lot going on. So people come into contact with Gaelic Park through so many different avenues. And you could show up as a wedding guest and never know that our pub and restaurant is open to the public year-round, you know? So you're not the only one who is surprised by all that's going on.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like an Irish country club that we're not allowed to be in unless we're Irish. But that's not true.
And it's not true. Let's debunk that. That is an important takeaway. We are open to the public, and we truly, truly believe that our culture is meant to be shared and celebrated together. So truly, all are welcome. You don't have to be a member. And I know pulling up, it might look that way, but it isn't that way. Once you come in those doors, you're going to feel like you're at home and you're going to want to book a trip to Ireland.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that went there, and it's the largest Irish cultural center in North America. That's true, too. Huh. I'm learning so much today.
Yes. Well, we got to get you back out there.
Yes, absolutely. And I, you know, really kind of held back because I wanted to say Mary O'Sullivan, because that's what that's how people want to say your name. I know it.
You're absolutely correct.
Did you ever do Irish dancing, Mary?
I sure did. I didn't do it quite as long as some of the other dancers. People will be lucky throughout March, but I did grow up in Oak Forest, and I grew up going to these events at Gaelic Park. My dance career did not last long, but I love to dance and have fun at our events and our concerts.
That's excellent. And culturally, you know, it's with you. That's why you did it, right? I mean, is that
yes.
That just happens. You do Irish dancing, at least to start out, right?
Yes. All the boys and girls do Irish dance to start out. My siblings also played Irish football, so we were involved.
Okay, so what is Irish football? Is that like rugby? What's the difference, really?
It's not like rugby. People compare it to soccer a bit. I did not play. I'm not so good with the sports. I have to confess, another failing of mine, the Irish dance and playing the sports. But I'm a huge supporter of our teams. We're the home of the Chicago GAA, so that's the Gaelic Athletic Association, and we're very proud to be the premier pitch in North America for these sports. It's home for a lot of people, and we have a lot of visitors from around the country to participate in different tournaments throughout the year.
Well, everyone's welcome. You don't have to be Irish, and it doesn't have to be March. So 6119 West 147th Street in Oak Forest. And if you'd like more information, you can go to ChicagoGaelicPark.com. What a pleasure speaking with you today, Mary. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I feel the same way, Wendy.
Thanks. It's Mary O'Sullivan, Marketing Director for Chicago Gaelic Park. And again, Chicago Gaelic Park, GAELIC Park.com.